Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this morning is from our Old Testament lesson, Jeremiah chapter 28, where Jeremiah says, "Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord make the words that you have promised come true. The prophets who preceded me and you from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when that word of the prophet comes to pass, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent that prophet." This is our text. Never in a million years would I have thought that I would use the theme that I'm using today. And yet, with the text before us today, and with the current events today, it makes this theme very appropriate. Our theme for our message this morning is fake news. Yeah, that's something we've been hearing a lot about over the last year and a half. And you can trust me, I'm not going to get political. I'm not going to go there. But there has been a lot of fake news floating around the world for a while, not just for the last year and a half or 2 years. I mean, all you have to do is jump on the internet or look on Facebook, and you will be confronted with all kinds of fake news. There was even fake news spreading around the media about Trinity, our church and school, a few months ago, and it hurt many of us who were close to the situation down to the core. But fake news didn't suddenly arise with our last presidential election. Fake news actually originated way, way back in Genesis chapter 3 with Satan in the Garden of Eden when he told Eve that it would be perfectly all right to eat off that tree of knowledge of good and evil, even though God had told Adam and Eve not to. And we see another example of fake news in our Old Testament lesson for today. Now, as you casually listen to that Old Testament lesson or even read through it, on the surface it appears that two professional church workers are hoping and praying for the same exact thing: the return of all the vessels for the temple from Babylon and for the return of all the exiles from Babylon. Hananiah prophesies that those things will return in 2 years. And Jeremiah responds by saying amen to the idea. The problem is, God never promised or told Hananiah to say that. Hananiah was spreading fake news. To really get a good idea of what's going on here, we really need to take a look at the beginning of Jeremiah chapter 28. As we take a look at the beginning of Jeremiah 28, you see that heading up there that gives us great insight into what's happening. The heading of that chapter reads, "Hananiah, the false prophet." And there we see the problem. Hananiah is not a prophet sent from God like Jeremiah is. He is a false prophet promising fake news. And as we read through those four verses, we get a good idea of what he and what he alone is promising. Verse 1 states, "In that same year, at the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fifth month of the fourth year, Hananiah, son of Azur, the prophet from Gibeon, spoke to me in the house of the Lord in the presence of the priests and all the people, saying, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon, within 2 years I will bring back to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried to Babylon. I will also bring back to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and all the exiles from Judah who went to Babylon, declares the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. You know, everyone in Israel and Judah would have loved to have seen that happen. It would have been totally awesome for the exiles to come home and to get back to life as usual. The only problem was, it was fake news. God never promised that. It wasn't going to happen. And so for our text for today, we see Jeremiah responding to Hananiah really with great restraint, because he knows that the exiles aren't coming back in 2 years. In fact, they were in Babylon for 70 years. But because it would be a wonderful thing and Jeremiah would love to see them come home, he says, amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord make the words that you have promised come true and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But then Jeremiah goes on. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when that word of the prophet comes to pass, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. You see, the job of all of God's prophets was to get the people of Israel who had strayed away from God to follow God again. And because that was their job, their message was always one of war, famine, and pestilence. Not one of them had anything good to prophesy about except for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ down the road. And yet, here was Hananiah, seemingly all by himself, telling everyone that the exiles were coming back in 2 years. No war, no famine, no pestilence, no repentance. And so Jeremiah says, when it comes true, then we will know that the Lord has truly sent you. But a few verses later, we see something very, very different. Jeremiah tells Hananiah, listen, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, and you have made this people trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will remove you from the face of the earth. This year you shall die, because you have uttered rebellion against the Lord. And in that same year, in the seventh month, the prophet Hananiah died. You see, it's not good to mess with the Word of God. It is not a good idea to teach falsely about God's Word. And yet it happens all the time. There are many so-called Christian religions out there that don't believe in the fundamental truth of the Trinity. There are many so-called Christian religions out there that believe that Jesus is a great man, that he's a great prophet, that he is a savior, but they don't see him as being divine, as being fully God, and again, part of the Trinity. And so, yeah, there is fake news even among the church, even today. And it's not just the false religions that get involved in fake news where Christianity and faith is involved. Fake news rears its ugly head in our personal lives as well. when the world tells you that it's your body, so you can do anything you want with it, guess what? That's fake news. And when the world tells you that if it feels good, go ahead and do it, that's fake news. When your friends tell you to go ahead, do whatever you want, as long as you're not hurting anybody, that's fake news. When Satan sits on your shoulder and tells you, it's okay, you're two consenting adults, that's fake news. The good news is that Jesus died on the cross so that we can be forgiven for believing that fake news. Jesus lived a perfect life because he refused to listen to Satan's fake news time and time again. Jesus didn't even listen to the fake news that Peter told him when he shared with Peter and the other disciples his mission to die on the cross. And so Jesus has to tell Peter, get behind me, Satan. You're a hindrance to me. You're not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. And then he went on to die on the cross and pay the penalty for all of our sins of listening to fake news. And so as a result of Jesus' death on the cross, when God looks at you, he sees a beloved saint, one of his perfect children. Our sins have all been washed away in holy baptism, and we are forgiven every time we hear the almighty word of God and whenever we receive the Lord's Supper. Because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we have eternal life. We are going to live forever with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for all eternity. And you know what? Up there in heaven, there is no fake news. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all of our human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.